KFI Los Angeles. 11 seconds before 5 p.m. Gruen watch time at Leroy's. Graduation is almost here. Give your graduate a lifetime gift from Leroy's. Nothing down, year to pay. Leroy's Jewelers, 633 South Broadway.
The makers of Chasen Sanborn Coffee, the blend that's friendship in a cup, present Edgar Bergen, Donald Dixon, Robert Armbruster, and the Chasen Sanborn Orchestra. Our guest, Metro Golden Mayor's Judy Garland and Charlie McCarthy.
This is Chaz McSee of Chasen Sanborn dealing out a demitasse for a very classy lassie, Judy Garland.
Oh, a very pretty speech and beautifully spoken, Charlie.
Oh, that reminds me of my Ziegfeld girl, my folly silly. Are there many pretty girls in that Ziegfeld picture you're doing now, you know?
I never saw so many pretty girls on one stage, Charlie.
But, I was wondering, could I come over to the studio and visit you on a set sometime, you know?
I'm afraid not. You see, the set is closed to stage door Charlie's.
No. Well, how about back door Bergen's? Or second story Dixon?
I think Donald would stand a much better chance. He could sing his way in.
Oh, yeah. Show us how you do it, Dixie.
Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. And a little wheel run but faith, and a big wheel run but a grace of God. A wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Some folks go to church for to sing and shout, way in the middle of the air. Before 6 months they all turned out, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. You saw the wheel away in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel away in the middle of the air. And a little wheel run but faith, and a big wheel run but a grace of God. A wheel in a wheel away in the middle of the air. Oh, one of these days about 12 o'clock, way in the middle of the air, this whole wide world's gonna reel and rock. Way in the middle of the air, Ezekiel saw the wheel away up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel away in the middle of the air. Way in the middle of the air, Ezekiel saw the wheel, and a little wheel run for faith, and a big wheel run for the grace of God. A wheel in a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel a-turning. Ezekiel saw the wheel a-turning. Oh, a-turning and a-turning and a-turning and a-turning. Ezekiel saw the wheel a-turning and a-turning and a-turning and a-turning. Way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air.
Mr. Dixon, you make me feel good all over when you sing like that.
Well, thanks, Charlie. But that doesn't sound like the old McCarthy. Is something wrong?
No, sirree, Mr. Dixon. You are indeed a ray of sunshine. You are the sodium chloride of the earth. If you don't mind me saying so.
Well, I'm not sure whether I do or not.
Well, to the layman, it's salt of the earth, Dave.
Oh, to the layman.
That's it, yes.
Charlie, you're not a layman, I take it.
Oh, dear, no, no. I'm a chemist. Oh.
And when did this chemical change take place?
When I bought my chemistry set. See, I got my book of recipes with me.
No, no, no.
Huh?
Book of formulas.
Yeah, formulas, yes, yes.
You see, Donald, now that's why I'm proud of Charlie.
Yes, the knowledge of chemistry is a wonderful thing, and we owe much to the chemist.
I paid cash for the set.
No, but Donald means that civilization owes much to the chemist.
Oh.
They're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We do the best we can.
Yes, I mean.
Charlie, can you name some of the luxuries of life that chemistry has produced?
They're blondes.
And if you ask me, Edgar, that's where Charlie's interest in chemistry stops.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, I think Donald is referring to such wonderful chemical developments as, making stockings out of coal.
Ah, is that so? Stockings out of coal?
Yes, that's what they do.
Feel kind of silly calling up and saying, send over half a ton of stockings.
You would. That would be a little bit out of order.
I guess it would. Well, tell me, would it be all right to say, pardon me, lady, you have a run in your anthracite?
No. Well, you understand, Charlie, it isn't coal anymore.
No, not at all, no.
It's transformed from coal into another substance.
Aha.
You see, there are 88 basic elements.
Expound, Dixon, expound.
Well, for example, 33 of these combine to make up a human being.
No. 33? I thought there were only three in a human being.
Three. What's that?
That is a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair. In Bergen's case, it's hardly that.
What's the use?
What's the gum?
If you're a chemist, I'm a South American anteater.
Well, I won't argue with you on that. If you comb your hair and wear a necktie, I don't know. Well, an anteater does have a longer nose.
Yeah.
Not much, mind you, but...
Tell me, Charlie. What do you know about atoms?
Atoms?
Yes.
Well, there are two kinds. There's up an atom and a lemmy atom.
Yeah.
All right. Now tell me, genius. Can you split an atom?
I can split it, bud, if you can hold it.
Well, all right, then. See if you can answer this. What is
H2O? H2O? That's water. Just common, everyday water.
Yeah, that's fine, Charlie.
I hit it, huh?
Yes. You see, Donald, that's why I'm proud of Charlie.
Thank you, Bergen. Thank you.
All right, now, what does the H stand for?
The H stands for hot water.
No.
Hydrogen?
Yeah.
Or am I in it?
Yes, you're in it, yeah. Well, have you performed any actual experiments, Charlie?
Not none in the book, no.
I see.
But I have perfected four different kinds of paint remover.
I see. Paint remover. Four kinds.
Yeah.
Well, I am proud of you.
I tried it out in your library.
Oh, I see.
I learned it also serves as a carpet remover.
Oh, I see.
Eats anything.
Yes. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Are you still proud of me?
Well, I don't know now. What's the formula of this, Charlie?
Well, it's a secret formula, and it's so secret, I forgot the secret.
Yes, I find it so.
But I got a bottle of the stuff right here.
Uh-huh.
It's called hydrogen sulfuric acid.
No, don't open that stuff here.
Why not?
Well, that's dynamite.
No, it ain't.
No.
No, I got dynamite in my other pocket.
No.
That's all I want to know.
What's the matter?
I'll see you around the place. So long, boys.
Now, Charlie. What? Now, Charlie, you don't have dynamite, do you?
No.
No, that's fine.
No, not at all.
Well, that's fine.
It's called nitroglycerin.
Oh, I see. Now, listen, Charlie. I don't want you to carry that stuff around, you understand?
No,
and I want you to keep it out of my house, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Why don't you keep those chemicals out in the garage?
Well, I was out there with it.
Well, why didn't you stay there?
Well, got kind of drafty after the roof blew off.
Oh, I see. Well, now, that settles it, young man. I want you to get rid of that stuff right away, do you understand?
Yeah, but this bottle is my crowning achievement.
What is it?
Well, it contains, don't tell him, Artie.
No.
It contains hydrocatastrophe and acetate borate and upper plate cutrate.
I see, yes.
It's one part potassium manganese, what? Potassium mongoose, what? Man overboard, oh.
Now, will you stop this nonsense? Give me that stuff.
See what you've done? You've spilled some on my pants.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm afraid you won't get those spots out.
Oh, you forget I am a chemist. I have another bottle. I just pour this over the spots like this, see? And see, an abracadabra, candelabra. Look!
My goodness, where did the spots go?
That's where did my pants go? Oh.
Youth, as someone said, is the gay and pleasant spring of life, when joy is stirring in the dancing blood and nature calls us with a thousand songs to share in her general feast. And from happy youth comes lovely young womanhood, the kind we've learned to admire so much in Judy Garland.
My gosh, Mr. Bergen, am I all that?
Yes, Judy, all that and more.
Well, thanks a lot. You can come over to the set, too.
Well, thank you, Judy. That's what I was waiting to hear you say. And we've all been waiting to hear you sing.
Well, then this is for everybody, but especially you. It's funny, dear, but when you're near, the murmuring of the breeze becomes a symphony. The rustle of a tree becomes a rhapsody. Every breath you take is music to my are so blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, so won't you stay, my darling? Hold me tight and whisper to me, then soft through the starry night hear a rhapsody. Darling, hold me tight here in the starry night when you are close to
Seventy-seven years ago, something important began.
Bergen was born.
77 years ago, something started making itself heard.
Bergen said Google.
And 77 years ago, people discovered a new treat. And today...
everybody calls him Old 77.
More than that, Charlie. In 1941, you get the advantage of the rich experience of all those 77 years.
Yes, the new super-rich blend of Chase and Sanborn coffee is the richest coffee we have ever made for this popular brand in our entire 77-year history. Roasted and packed in the West, it's a peak achievement in flavor and all-around coffee satisfaction. Taste that new bracing flavor, truly friendship in a cup. To make it super rich, we're using even more of those richer, rarer coffees never before so available. There's the one-pound silver package or the silver vacuum can in 1, 2, or 3-pound sizes. Drip grind for drip pot or glass coffee makers. Regular grind for coffee pots and percolators. All at a thrifty price. Your grocer has the super rich new blend of Chase and Sanborn coffee. Put in a supply and enjoy richer, more delicious coffee flavor.
In the words of Count Tolstoy and the music of Peter Tchaikovsky, Donald Dixon sings Pilgrim's Song.
My blessing fall on this fair world, on mountain, valley, forest, ocean. The clarion winds in ceaseless motion, and the heavens blue banner high on high. And bless the staff that hither bore me, the arms that helped me on my way, the boundless plain that lies before me, the glowing morn, the evening gray. The very path by which I wander shows glorious, golden, bathed in light. No blade of grass that glistens yonder, but seems a star from heaven's high. Oh, might I in my exaltation to all the world enjoy him I clasp the whole creation, lovers of praise, oh, lovers, would I might clasp them, the whole creation, with fervent heart.
Garland.
What is it, Charlie, my boy?
Sure, and I'd like to be here, boy. But I'm afraid that Nicky Rooney is running a little interference there, isn't he?
But you must admit he's a very nice boy.
I don't know. I doubt if he'll ever amount to anything.
Are you trying to say that it would be a good thing for me to spend a little more time with you?
Yeah, that's it, babe. That's it. I couldn't have phrased it better myself. You know, Judy, I felt so sorry for you in little Annie, little Nellie. That ain't funny, man. Little Nellie Kelly.
Sorry? Well, why, Charlie?
Well, you see, watch that, Bergen. Yes, right. Well, you got your nerve. You sit there and let me take all the blame for it. All right. Well, you see, in Nellie Kelly, you know, you had so much trouble with your grandfather getting him to go to work, you know?
Yes, I did have my hands full.
Yes, you see, Judy, I have exactly the same problem.
No.
Yes.
You don't mean
that. Yes.
Bergen, yeah.
What does he do?
Well, that's just it. He does nothing. And he doesn't do that very well.
Well, you know, that's very bad for him.
Yes, and it's bad for me, too. He just sits around the house and cramps my style. That's all he does.
Yeah, I always thought he was a pretty active man.
Bergen? Active? He has the original patent on suspended animation.
I see what you mean. He's one of those people whose only form of exercise is a brisk walk to the alarm clock and back to bed.
Yeah, that's about it. That's Bergen. His day consists of sleep, rest, and relaxation. Especially the first three.
Gee, that must get monotonous.
Well, he breaks it up by taking naps. Judy, will you please do me a great favor and help me talk to him, you know, get him to go to work or something, you know?
Well, Charlie, I don't think it'd be right for me to say that. I don't know Mr. Bergen well enough.
Oh, well, you can ask him. You can ask him what he does, can't you? See?
That'd be all right, yes.
Sure, sure. Okay. Well, you see, and then he'll kind of be embarrassed, see, and we can shame him into going to work. That's what we can do.
That's what I did with Grandpa.
Yeah, I'll call him over. Oh, Mr. Bergen, we were just talking about you.
Oh, were you indeed?
Yes, you were indeed. We were, yes.
And what about?
About your success.
Oh, I see. I feel that I carry my success gracefully.
Yeah, yes, you do. You certainly do. Give it to him now.
Mr. Bergen, don't you think that every man should be a success?
That's what I tell Charlie, Judy. And I never hesitate to give him the benefit of my experience.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, Mr. Bergen. But just what do you do?
Well,
I know, but besides that...
Well, the truth is, I've sacrificed my own career for Charlie's welfare.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And if I say so myself, I've done a pretty good job as his manager. You'd give me a letter of recommendation, wouldn't you, Charlie?
I would not hesitate to say, as a manager, you have been highly no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you should have other interests, Mr. Bergen. There are so many nice things you could do.
Well, what, for example?
Well, something that would keep you out in the open air.
Oh?
How about a mailman?
Mailman?
Yeah, that's a good idea. He's already got the pouch.
Well, now,
And if you're the athletic type, you could be a bouncer. Yeah. In a tennis ball factory.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yeah, and if you're not athletic, you could be a notary public. You could get somebody to squeeze the stamp for you.
Yes. Now, wait a minute, my young friends. I set my ambitions a little higher than that. As a boy, I wanted to be an explorer.
Well, why don't you ever explore the want ad columns?
All right.
Charlie, how long has Mr. Bergen been out of work?
Well, we don't know. We lost his birth certificate.
No. I will say that at the university I studied medicine, I had hopes of being a doctor.
Yeah, he was going to be a tree surgeon. Yeah. But he was so squeamish he couldn't stand the sight of sap.
Now, wait a minute. Not true.
Oh,
no.
What else did you study in college, Mr.
Well, I was very much interested in music, Judy.
Oh, that's fine. You could be an organ grinder.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, you could. No, you couldn't either, no. No self-respecting monkey would work for the penis idea. He's burning.
All right. Now, don't start that, Charlie. And besides music, Judy, I want to say that I am mechanically inclined, too.
Oh, then I know just the job for you.
Yeah.
It'll fit you like a motorman's glove.
All right. What is it?
A motorman.
Well, now, it's strange that you mentioned that. When I was a small boy, my ambition was to be a motorman.
That was 40 years ago. And he's still waiting for a streetcar.
Oh. But that was a childhood ambition. Now I'm more interested in commerce, you understand.
He means counting money.
Yeah. Mm, that's it? Well, that's it. Why not a bank teller?
Bank teller?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, yeah. You've got just a face for a cage.
No, listen.
I love this. I could go on for days just enjoying this.
I prefer something a little more adventurous.
Oh, for the life of a sailor, I think.
Why a sailor?
Well, I love water.
Well, plumbers make good money.
That's all right, dude. You know, I got it. Our drugstore on the corner is looking for a man, Mr. Bergen. Just your type.
Yes, but I'm not a druggist.
Oh, you don't have to be. All you have to do is sit in the window.
Well, that sounds nice.
You wouldn't mind having a sign hanging over your head, would you?
What would the sign say?
Well, just say, "Don't let this happen to you."
Oh. Now, I've taken just about enough ribbing from you two about my avoidance of strenuous activity.
That means lazy, you know.
Yeah. Very well, I am lazy then. But let me read you a letter I received last night. Do you mind?
Oh,
go ahead.
Here it is. "Dear Mr. Bergen, the enclosed check for $1,000 is for advance royalties. We are very happy to accept your new book."
Well, what's the name of your new book?
1001 Ways to Relax.
Well, can you beat that? He loafed his way into a fortune.
I think that's wonderful about your book, Mr. Bergen.
Yeah, especially the $1,000.
I hope you'll forgive us for the things we've been saying.
I can forgive anything when I hear you sing, Judy.
And I hope you'll forgive Charlie, too, because this one's for him. I look at you when a trumpet plays so sweet. I look at you when drums begin to beat. I touch your hand and a whole darn band begins to play. Then my poor old heart starts into swing and sway. Saxophones moan when you leave me, dear. And a tinkling piano plays when you come near. You are melody and harmony that thrills me through and through. There's music in my heart when I look at you. I look at you when a trumpet plays so sweet.
Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet.
I look at you when drums begin to beat.
That's not drums, it's my heart.
I touch your hand and the whole darn band begins to play. Then my poor old heart starts into swing and sway. Saxophones moan when you leave me, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And a tinkling piano plays when you are near. You are melody.
Call it bonus, bargain, or lanyap.
Well, if music goes with it, you can call it love.
Well, it still means something extra, Bobby.
Something extra for me?
Yes, and it's waiting for you right now. It's the new super rich blend of Chase and Sanborn coffee, a favorite of countless coffee lovers all over the West. The richest coffee we have ever made for this popular brand in our entire 77-year history. Get it now and serve it often. You'll wonder where that new wealth of delicious flavor comes from. And here's the answer. Our roasting ovens right here in the West are using a still larger, more generous proportion of richer, rarer coffees. Coffees never before so available. Drip or regular grind in the improved 1-pound silver packages or the 1, 2, and 3-pound silver vacuum can. All reasonably priced, all friendship in a cup. Your grocer has the super rich new Chase and Sanborn coffee. Get a supply the next time you buy coffee. We're counting on you for next Sunday, remember? Let's make it a date with Charlie's very special guest, beautiful Ann Southern. And Richard Hayden and Franklin Fangboy will be dropping in, too. That's next Sunday. Until then, through the week, we hope you'll remember, every time you say Chase and Sanborn, please, to your grocer, you're saying thank you to us. This is Ben Alexander, speaking for the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee.
is the National Broadcasting Company.